I had thought traveling together would be a good way to come to know Crooked Leg Bob better. However, for nearly 9 hours he said nothing. Instead, he would switch from radio station to radio station, listening to brief snippets of music, and then switching again. Sometimes he would linger longer on a station, vocalizing with the singer or humming a few bars with the instrumentalists. He was in his own world, but I was not invited in. Finally, after a gas and bathroom break, he spoke. "I don't have a radio or TV or computer up where I live, so I don't get to listen to much music. You know, I really don't know any of these performers. I used to know everybody. After 3 bars, I could tell you who was on mandolin, fiddle, guitar, or drums. I knew who wrote the piece, and who their agent was. All the players. I was never wrong. Just knew what it sounded like. Just knew." After a very long pause, he finished his thought. "Now I don't recognize anybody. Nobody. None of these folks." Then, as the gray miles whizzed by, Crooked Leg stopped talking and returned to his radio surfing, to the music that was no longer his. Night Rider up to Truckee. An original story from Appaloosa Radio, Chapter 8. Tearing it into little pieces.
I tore your lover to little bitty pieces. Shredded pure confetti in the wind. But tomorrow it came back to me as I got it, as it broke my heart again. I thought I could move on, leave it all behind. But the memories crept in like an old familiar friend. No matter how I tried to forget and leave it all behind, your love came back, tearing me apart again. All the pain of these little bitty pieces, forever haunting, forever tearing apart. I thought I'd moved on, but the past won't let me be. Love like confetti keeps returning to me.
We were in Arkansas, just east of Little Rock, when he turned to me and began finally to reminisce. Davey was my lead guitar. He also helped with some of the vocals. He drove this funny car, a weird kind of Volkswagen. Really strange. They called it the Thing from Mars. Everybody who knew Davey knew that car. Bright lemon yellow with space stuff painted on it. A couple minutes later, he continued the discussion thread. Davey could get all 5 of us and all our stuff into that weird car. Some of the stuff and some of the guys would be hanging out every which way, but we still could all get to the gig together. A lot of positive vibrato from that car. After a minute or two, I felt I could ask a more personal question. "Why did they call you Crooked Leg Anderson? You seem to walk okay now." I had polio as a kid and had a leg that bent out really strange. My mom used to take me up to Baylor University Hospital, and they would stretch me or do surgery on me or put braces on me. Lots of trips up to that hospital. Finally, in high school, the doctors decided that my leg was as straight as it was ever going to get. It is okay for walking, but I can't do much on horseback. My leg just doesn't bend that way. He continued. My mom and dad had a working cattle ranch in Texas, and I had 5 brothers and 1 sister. All of them could ride like the wind, not me. I would stand on the porch and watch them ride off. One day, one of my brothers complained that old Crooked Leg does not have to do the hard work. The name just stuck. At home, at school, everybody just called me the kid with the crooked leg. Later, it just became Crooked Leg Bob. He was warming to the conversation. Since I couldn't ride, my dad decided to teach me how to buy cattle. I became really good at knowing which ones were going to produce the most profit. I made my dad a rich man, I responded. So today you help the Apaches buy the best cattle? Bob laughed. Yeah, I've made them almost as much money as their casino has. I felt the need to ask him about Davy again. They say Davy went to prison for selling drugs. Yeah, as long as I have known him, Davy was always selling drugs. He didn't use them much, just sold them. Sold them to everybody. He was a capitalist, always looking for a deal.
I told your lover to little bitty pieces, shredded pure confetti in the wind. But tomorrow it came back to me as I got it, as it broke my heart again. I thought I could move on, leave it all behind. But the memories crept in like an old familiar friend. No matter how I tried to forget and leave it all behind, your love came back, tearing me apart again. All the pain of these little bitty pieces, forever haunting, forever tearing me apart.
We stopped for gas just inside Tennessee. After we climbed back into the car, Bob said, "Set that GPS thing of yours to the Briarcrest Convalescent Hospital. We'll see if it is as good as my memory." He never spoke again until we pulled into the Briarcrest parking lot. It was not snowing, just an abysmal wind-driven sleet making everything slushy. "Is this where Lorraine is?" Bob nodded, opened the car door, and walked quickly to the main entrance, pulling his hat down to keep the sleet off. I followed him, but with no hat or coat, entered the building soaking wet and cold. The nurse on duty immediately recognized Bob. "Mr. Anderson, it has been a while since you have been to see us." Bob, looking like a worried father, asked, "Has Karen been by lately?" The nurse, somewhat embarrassed, answered that she had not seen Mrs. Anderson since she remarried. Bob said thanks, moved down the hall to room 345, and opened the door quietly. I followed him inside. Lorraine was dressed in a pink gown and was lying on her back in a hospital-style bed. Her long, dark hair was brushed back. She had tubes in her nose and right arm. I noticed what I took to be a catheter bag hanging from the bed. Bob immediately took a set of keys out of his pocket and opened a locker that had a large, unbreakable lock on it. From the locker, he took out a professional quality acoustic guitar. He adjusted the strings with precision and hummed a melody to himself. Meanwhile, an attendant had entered the room, opened the drapes to the gray drizzle outside, and raised Lorraine's bed to a sitting position. Bob pulled a chair next to Lorraine's bed. For the next hour, we were treated to a private, but nonetheless magnificent concert by the legendary Crooked Leg Bob Anderson. He played all of his classics, "Wanting You More All the Time," "Waco Town Shootout," "Sands of Time Stopped Last Night," and "This Old Dog of Mine." He also mixed in classics from other performers, some old-time gospel, some early R&B, and a couple of purely instrumental riffs. Suddenly Bob stood straight up. He put his guitar on the chair and rushed to the nightstand next to Lorraine's bed. He looked at me, explaining, "Just thought of a couple of lines. Gotta write them down. There used to be a notepad in this drawer." Then he opened the drawer and froze in place. His color was instantly gone. Time itself seemed to stop. I am not sure whether any of us were actually breathing. Slowly, Bob reached into the drawer and pulled out Lorraine's well-worn Bible. Stuck in it were several sheets from a yellow legal pad. Bob opened the Bible and removed the yellow sheets from it. He put the Bible back in the drawer and then walked over next to me. "It is a song that Davy wrote. I remember when he did it. We all thought it was fantastic, but we could never get the chords right. So, we never performed it." He paused for a full minute. "I don't remember ever seeing it there before. I clearly remember him tearing it up, tearing it into little pieces, tearing it up because the chords didn't work. I told him not to. I told him it was a good song. It just needed some more tweaking. He said it was a bunch of crap, not worth keeping. I saw him tear it up. I don't know how it got here in her Bible. I clearly remember him tearing it up, tearing it into little pieces."
I told you now, in the little bit pieces, shredded it pure confetti and wind. But tomorrow, it came back to me. As I got it, as it broke my heart again. I thought I could move on, leave it all behind, but the memories crept in like an old familiar friend. No matter how I tried to forget and leave it all behind, your love came back, tearing me apart again. Forever haunting, forever tearing me apart. I thought I'd moved on, but the past won't let me be. Your love, like confetti, keeps returning to me, to me.